Blog Talk Radio.
The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of WEXY, its staff, or management.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Missionary Kane Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, your places of employment, wherever you are, to let you know that Jesus Christ is here yesterday, today, and forever. He's doing great things in lives of many people, and special things as you'll be a part of what God is doing. Listen, before I get into all the broadcast, Pastor Jay, if she's on the other line, she has some very special announcements that she wants to share with you. And also to invite you out to our Monday night special service on tonight. So immediately after we finish on the other line, I'll come back and talk to you some here, because I want to minister to the hearts of every man and every woman, every boy and every girl, but especially men. I want to talk to you today. So don't go nowhere. Pastor, are you there?
Yes, I'm on the line. I'm so excited about the Lord has made. And be glad in it. I thank God for the opportunity to come in before His people on today to just tell a few announcements that we would love for you to have heard to and to follow. Today is the Monday night special. We are going forward with the Monday night special, but in this Monday night special, it's a plus because we are also in our prophet and bishop pre-appreciation services. Yes, we have pre-appreciation services for our prophet on tonight. Tonight starts where we started last week Monday. So tonight is actually the second night of our pre-appreciation. And we're excited about this. We have some exciting reviews that have been enjoying, and those of you that have been benefiting from the ministry of Bishop Hurricane Johnson. We're inviting you to be there on tonight. Now, the service starts at 7:30 p.m. We're going to begin prayer at 7:30 p.m. And I'm telling you right now, if you've never been in one of our prayer sessions, you need to get there. You're going to start off with a massive prayer on tonight. We're going to be contacting the Lord on our church. I'm talking about the churches at large. We're going to be contacting God concerning different things and different prayer requests that have been coming in, but also upon the service on tonight, because we're expecting God in the midst of the celebration to move in a way that we have never seen. I have not seen a friend as of young girl what God is about to do. We're about to change God. And so therefore, there's different heights and levels, and I can see the Lord on a level that we have never been before. Right. So therefore, we're getting you to come and be a part of this service tonight. We have a special speaker, amen, that was requested by our bishop to come back and meet us. And that's none other than Prophetess Pastor Michelle Clark. That's Pastor Prophetess Michelle Clark. We'll be with you tonight. Understand, listen up. Thank God for that. Out and celebrate with us. We're excited about this. We want you to get excited about it too. Listen, we are back on Blog Talk Radio. So send a text out to your family members that are far away and can't hear WEXY 1520 AM. Just give them this number and tell them to call in. That number is 347-989-0113. That's 347-989-0113. And once they call in, just follow the prompt and they will be logged in to the Blog Talk, whereas they can listen to the man of God teaching on today. I want you to do that because I believe that the man of God has something special that he has to tell you, something special that you need to hear concerning your week, concerning your days ahead. And so therefore, don't panic. It's only a test, and this too will pass. So call in. Give your family member this number, 347-989-0113. That's 347-989-0113. We're looking forward to hearing from you. We're looking forward to worshiping with you on tonight. So get everybody together and come on out to the service. Don't procrastinate, because it is necessary that you be there. Your breakthrough, your healing, your deliverance, your miracle is at hand. And so therefore, we thank God for you. Those of you that are preparing to come, we bless God for you. Amen. Just pass the word on for tonight. Again, the service starts at 7:30 p.m. We're going to go forth in a powerful prayer, contacting God on behalf of our church and his people. And so we want you to be there, touching and agreeing. Also, the service again starts at 7:30. That address is at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Lauderdale, Florida. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you.
Well, thank you so much for the announcements. All of you out there in radio land, my name is Hurricane Johnson, and I am the senior pastor of Changing Your Life Ministries, located right here in the beautiful city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, listen, in the past weeks, and this is now 2015, and realize we're hitting the third month already. You know, you have 12 months in a year. Okay, well, you're hitting the third month, meaning that it's going to leave 9 more months. So we're already in a progressive move. And an aggressive move in this year. So at this point, the year has already started, is moving very aggressively, but it is yet too early for you to be going back into that state of depression. It's too early in the year for you to be sitting down, you know, with a doubtful heart and an unbelief, you know, spirit of unbelief. You can't be in that mode this early in the year. And then it's too late in the year for you to look back. Too late. It's already too late. Everything is in motion. So it's too late in the year for you to be looking back. And then it's too early in the year for you to be giving up. I mean, it's just starting. You got 9 months to grow. You got 9 months to redevelop and regroup from setbacks. You got 9 months to re-strategize and restructure, you know, refine. You know, you got 9 more months to go ahead and put things together, you know, recalculate, you know, revamp it and relook at things and redirect your momentum and your actions. Listen to me very carefully. Spirit of the Lord has certainly been upon me concerning ministering to people that absolutely need a breakthrough in their life and ministering to people that need God to do something in their lives. Spirit of God has been upon my life because I know what God is able to do. Now, the enemy can try to set you back and try to throw you off, but I know what God is able to do. He can do anything but fail. God can do anything but fail. That's what I know. That's what I believe. That God can do anything but fail. Now, during the course of this year, you must set your heights and your plans in the hand of God. You must set expectations. You know, you just can't wake up every day and say, I'm just going to let what you do today. I don't know. I'm going to see. You know, I'm going to see. You know, if you're waking up with that type of mentality, then you're not going to make it. And then if you allow everything in the world to get your attention and throw your emotions off, then you're not going to make it. I mean, at this point, if everything is getting next to you and you to the place where you cannot control your emotions, then you're not going to make it. You got to position yourself where you are in control of your spirit. You know, all of the talk that I can do in the world is not going to do you any good. You go out here and say you're going to go get your house and your car and you're going to do this. But if you don't have any type of control over your spirit, if you can't manage your spirit, you know, now mind you, you have the job and the task to manage your spirit that's living in this instrument that is capable of sinning against heaven and capable of sinning against God, capable of sinning against humanity. Your body could make you do things. Your body could cause you. Your body have the availability to do things. Let's put it that way. You know, your body have the availability to do things that will be directly against heaven. You know, you have to manage this because at this point, you know, the law says when you're 18, 19 years old that you're legally grown. You know, at 21, you're able to drink alcohol. And at 25, you know, you can rent, you know, cars and you can get your own place and you can basically just do anything any other adult can do. And here it is. You can go and smoke if you want. You can drink. You can cuss when you want. You can get you an apartment. You come in your house whenever you want. If you came in there 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, every night, nobody can't say anything. If you sat down and got drunk in your home, nobody could say anything. If you went out to the strip club, nobody could say anything. If you had an orgy in your home, nobody could say anything because you got this instrument that you have to manage that has the capability of doing anything you want. If you're a man, if you want to dress up in a dress and go outside, at this point in this culture, nobody can say nothing against you. Matter of fact, people are scared to say anything because they don't want to get sued. It ain't that people's hearts have changed. You know, they don't want to get sued. I hope that I can speak bluntly today. It ain't that people are changing on the inside. They just don't want nobody to be digging in their pockets. You'd be surprised of the companies that are yet holding, you know, prejudice tendencies against all ethnicities, you know, all races of people. You got some people that are racist, and they came up in the 30s and 40s. It ain't that they stopped being racist. They just don't want to get sued. That's all. They don't want nobody suing them. You know, they call you out your name and all that. You get to call the law. Now, they used to wouldn't serve colored people of color, you know, at Woolworth. And you know, years ago in the 70s, you would have young black students that would come down and order, and they said, we don't serve you all, and then they would wait for the police to be arrested. And that's what they protest back then, you know. And it's not that the owners and different people have changed and they have accepted Jesus Christ in their life. They don't want to get sued. And so the problem of mankind has always been, you know, inherited, and it has always been inside, not outside. The outside is just the instrument they use was on the inside. It's the inside that we have to change. It's the inside. And not like not only prejudice, but being someone of doubt or unbelief. If you don't get that out of your inside, I don't care how many collars you go on, you're never going to believe God the way you're supposed to until you get what's on the inside. Some of you are suffering, and I don't know why I'm dealing with this, but some of you are actually suffering with anger issues. I mean, you throw a tantrum. You know, they got names now to my bipolar and all that. We didn't grow up with those names. We grew up with one name, and that is that boy bad, that girl bad. That's it. They had one word for it, bad, B-A-D. That's how you spell bad? Okay, well, that's the word they had for it. It wasn't no other symptom that was it. And they said how to deal with that is that, you know, that wrong correction. They get a belt and a switch, you know. But we have many of you out there that have anger issues, and you know it personally, that you have an anger problem. I mean, just an anger problem. When you get mad, you go to cussing, you want to fight, you're jumping in people's faces, you're tearing up stuff, and you're the wife. That's not even the husband. Punching your husband in the face, and he's not saying anything. Y'all at the table, you running all up on him with knives and forks, you know, throwing pillows and pots and spoons, you know, the big wooden spoons and shoes. And poor man got the duck when he going out the house, and he got to check to see if you're all right. And he had to say something like, hey, honey, I'm home. And he had to see what kind of response you're going to give to see whether he had to have, you know, the keys in his pocket or he can put the keys on the table. If you say, who cares, then he already, let me get the keys ready because she's going to go off. You know, there are issues that you have, and you know you have. To you, everyone is talking about you. People need to keep your name out their mouths and wait till you see this person and wait till you see that person. You know, you just got issues, and you know it, and I'm talking to you. Because your issues are going to destroy your home. And you can't say, well, that's my wife or that's my husband. You got some wives, the wives and the children. Sir, you just a terror to your home. You just a terror. You know, nobody can watch TV. You know, you beating everybody. You picking on everybody. You fussing at everybody. You just a terror. And you feel comfortable about that. And then you listen to radio stations like this, WEXY, and you hear gospel song, and then you go and tell your homeboys, now that's my song right there. Now they can sing. That boy can sing. You know, but you have no interest in the fact that you have terrorized your home. Well, when your wife hear your voice, when your children hear your voice, they tremble because they don't want you to fuss at them, cuss at them, or jump on them. It's the inside. It is the inside. And then some of you right now, you're not the husband or the wife, you're the girlfriend or the boyfriend. How's someone going to marry you if you're acting a fool out in the street? Riding the car over the speed bumps, 45 miles per hour, running in the trees and getting out and stopping in the middle of the road. And people say they're going to call the police. And you say, you don't care about no popo. And call the police. Call the police. And at this point, just acting up and disrespecting your husband and disrespecting your children and cussing like a sailor. How can you want to get married? And somebody asks you what's wrong with you. You say, he know what's wrong with me. I mean, regardless that he knows, how can you want to get married if you out there and you can't control your inside? Sir, how are you going to marry you if you done already punched her in the stomach or took your foot, those big old rusted 12 feet, 11 feet, 14 foot, and kicked the 90-pound lady or 120-pound lady in her stomach? You know, you just ruthless. And you know that there's a problem on the inside. You know, you won't concentrate on getting off of probation. You won't concentrate on getting your license back. You know, you won't concentrate on that. But your anger, you display it anywhere. The Bible said a man, and I'm not saying it because I've encountered this. I'm saying it because I'm led to say this, because the Bible said a man without control over his own spirit is like a city with no walls. And the walls in the olden days used to be the protection of that city. That's why you hear about the walls of Jericho. Because Jericho wasn't the only place that had walls. Cities all around the world had walls. But Jericho was considered to have having the strongest and largest walls there were. And God said, I'll tear them down. I mean, you know they got to be big if you got one or two chariots that can ride on top of them. You know, and people lived on the side of the walls. You know it got to be large. It's large. But at this point, we are controlling our inside. You know, you got boyfriends as a terror to the girlfriend, and like, baby, you know I love you, and I'm sorry, you just make me get like that, and you make me hit you, and I don't want to do that. Don't make me do that. Don't make me do that. And that's the man telling the woman, and then you got the woman telling the man, look, don't make me cut you. You know, I don't want to go back to jail. I'm not into that no more. And I mean, it ain't people, it's you. You need to learn how to control your anger issues. And I wish I had a witness out there that would testify to this, And I wish I had some way that you all could accommodate me. And knowing that I'm telling you the truth, you cannot continue your life this way, because if you do have a family, you're going to lose them. If you have a home, I already know you're going to lose that. You're going to lose that area of success where you could have been. Well, everybody cares. Everybody cares. Don't let nobody fool you. Everyone cares. Everyone cares. And I'm just talking to you so that you understand. I'm totally against, you know, giving children medication. I'm totally against that, you know. And the reason for giving them medication is to calm them down. I mean, would you want a child bound in bed as a vegetable, or would you want him running around and then you have to speak to him and say, go over there and sit down? I would take the second above the first anytime. I'd rather have my child running around than to be a vegetable. My son Greg, some of you know him, he's a very, very skillful musician. How Greg started playing music was, I used to play the keyboard, and the particular organist that played for me from my youth, I'm talking about from 15, 16 years old up until I got about 28, 29 years old, they played for me. Matter of fact, the first year of 1994, I was about 28, 29. In 1994, they started me off in the Days Inn. Her name was Gloria McKenzie. We grew up together. Her brother played the drums. She played the organ. And so, it came time for her to move. And then she had a better job. I mean, a much better job. And I told her, I understand. And so I played for my own services. And I'll never forget my son saying, Daddy, if you show me what key you preach in, I'll play that. I hold it. And I said, okay, and I brushed it off. And then just before that service, I said, this is what you do. I showed him how to play that key, because he was a drummer. My son was a drummer. Greg was a drummer. And before you know it, he would hold that key, and I would preach behind that key. And then I noticed he started adding little stuff. Then he started adding more. Then he started playing behind songs. Sometimes he wouldn't know the song, and he'd just, play the best he could, because he didn't know but, one, two, three chords. So he played the best he could. But after a while, he just became this very, very aggressive, a person of music. And, I'm proud of him. I'm proud of my son, Destin. I'm proud of my son, James. And I'm proud of all of my children, every last one of them, every last one of my kids, proud of, because God has blessed us, and he has blessed me. And so my particular reason of sharing this with you is because I know that many of you, you have, this situation where you are concerned about your children. And the story that I let off was telling before I started, because parents have to talk about their kids, right? So that I let off was my son, Gregory, had just been born, and his mother and I took him to the doctor, and they had given him a shot in his back. Now, he was a very hyper child. He moved around an awful lot. And I can't remember why they gave him a shot in his spine, but they gave him a shot in his spine. Okay, when he got back home, he wouldn't stand. He wouldn't move. And he would just, sit there, lay there. And he just wouldn't move. And at that point, his mom was crying. She said he won't stand. And at that point, I would rather him have been hyper. I would rather him been moving around, knocking down stuff off the table, pulling on the blinds, and pulling stuff down on the floor. I would rather him have done that than to be in a state where he can't be himself. And I'm saying this because there are many of you, I would that you bring your kids to Changing Life Ministries. I would that you bring them before me. I would that you bring them before me before you start putting them on a lot of medication or that medication. I would that you bring them before me, because there's a reason why the character of your child is and why your child is hyper. And if your child is excited and hyper and happy and all that, I don't believe that medicine need to calm him down and put him in the vegetable state. I believe that if you trust God, God would bring that baby out and let him or her be the greatest leader of all times. I believe if you just trust God, instead of feeding them this medicine and putting them in a state where they are dependent upon medicine, and then saying, girl, you get a check for that, and then you go down there and you tell the child, don't say nothing, just look. You know, you're training your child. And I know this is a touchy situation. People are going to get mad at me, but there are people that's doing it. If you're not the one that's doing it, then no, Bishop is not talking about you. I'm talking about the ones that are purposely taking their child down just so that they can get a $300-$500 check and told their child to play crazy. And now your child is walking around, you know, and you getting a check for a check. You're going to ask your child to take medication. Well, I only give it to them when we go to see the doctor. So you're going to give your child medication and put your child in an out of contact state? No, that the devil is a liar. Our fight is an inner fight, and we need to deal with those inner fights that we're having. And certainly, I want to encourage you. You know, I went to aid in the eulogy of my grandmother, and I had an uncle there. And my uncle, you know, younger, when he was 16, 17 years old, you know, they used to wear afros then, so very big, big afros. And, I mean, he was light-skinned and bow-legged, and, you know, back then, the light-skinned and bow-legged, my God, I mean, he just had all the young ladies in the neighborhood. I never forget, you know, the young lady's girlfriend came to see him, and he's sleeping. She's just there rubbing on his face, just little boy, I'm like, what is wrong with her? You know, she just rubbing on his face, braid his hair go all the way down his back and everything. But anyway, you know, he took some drugs, you know, I guess just out there playing around and got hold of some bad drugs, and he's never been the same, never got right since, never, never. And I seen it, and they started feeding him medication to say that this would, you know, counteract the drugs and stop him from hearing voices, because he started hearing voices and this and that, and the drugs that he took just made him worse. And at this point, you know, he started adapting to living that way. Listen, let me pause for station identification. I come back and talk to you some more. I'm not trying to gossip, but I'm trying to get some of you attention so that we can, amen, let Jesus Christ heal our children. I want to talk to you some more about children, all right? So station identification, I'll be right back. My name is Hurricane Johnson. Don't go nowhere.
1520 AM, WEXY, Wilton Manor.